Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope that you listeners, those who have heard, I mean, those people that are ready, steady or consistent listeners of the show, that means that you had a good likelihood that you heard about the Thanksgiving message, and that means there's a good likelihood that you were able to share that with others. That was the standard that they tried to establish. That was our framers' standard. So anybody that wants to start telling you that this was not a nation of Christians, or aptly stated, a Christian nation, not theological, but a nation of Christians, in other words, a Christian nation that's synonymous, then you need to share with them the truth about this nation and its founding. Because there is no doubt that the framers recognized the divine hand of providence in every aspect as this nation evolved from subjects and colonies of the Britain Empire into an independent hybrid constitutional republic. So with that, let me just get into a lot of the things that I need to get into. I want to get through these things because we've got a lot of news. Plus, I want to give you some information of what's going on because we're going to be using this month, because this being the holy month and so forth of Christmas. And we have a very special Christmas show for you that will dive into the truth of Christmas. But we're not here to kick Santa Claus, but we need to do a lot of things. And so one of the things that we may be doing and one of the things we will be doing and getting ready for the next year, we want to actually have a Dr. Vile interview because of the death of my beloved friend. We've been unable to actually have the time to sit down and coordinate schedules and so forth. And now that things have kind of I got back to a normal schedule, we're going to try to get Dr. Vile back in to talk about some of the constitutional things of the day, as well as getting into some other people that are out fighting good causes. So I want to interview some folks. I don't want to introduce anybody, but we're hoping to have some really good interviews that we can offer after the new year. The other thing is you will be getting the How to Set Effective Goals by yours truly. And what we want to do is we probably want to do that going into the new year before the New Year's Day. So that way you can tune in. And if you want to have New Year's resolutions, you want to make goals or set objectives in making your life better, then you want to listen to those shows. I'm not necessarily the greatest expert in these categories, but I have been helping people set effective goals for a long time, from back in my Marine Corps days. And this goes back to my father actually was a Professional Success Motivation Institute employee and so forth. And that was way back in the 70s and all of that. And he was constantly trying to help people make changes in their life for the better, the changes that they wanted to see manifested in their lives. So if you want to take control, if you want to be able to make changes that are successfully make changes with your life, then you want to listen to these shows right before New Year's, because we'll dive into these just before New Year's. Now, one of the things that we want to do is we want to actually start kind of planting the seeds. So you're going to hear me kind of talk about, Constitution Day, because, it's less than a year away, And maybe it's time that we start thinking further out in the future so that we can get you to start thinking. If you live in California, sorry for the shift, but if you live in California, you need to make a big deal out of Constitution Day, and you need to help people understand the importance of the Constitution. Because in some ways, that is the only way you're going to start seeing some shifts and changes in the direction of that state. Anyway, the other thing that we want to do is we definitely want to help set up the Bill of Rights Day. So we're going to be focusing on some of our previous content that we've talked about, such as the scale of liberty, such as liberty and natural law, as well as getting into republicanism and liberty and republicanism. But what we will be doing on the 16th of this month is we're going to do the Bill of Rights. We're going to read through the Bill of Rights, and we're going to talk about the importance of the Bill of Rights at the time and why they were perceived necessary. I believe that we can easily mature as a nation. It does not take much with the understanding of the American, what do you want to call it? I'll say paradigm, but today, kids understand computers. I mean, almost anybody has a basic understanding of communications, computer. In other words, our basic level of complexity and our understanding complexities is much further advanced than back in the framers' days. I mean, when people were illiterate and dumb, the only things they kind of knew how to do were really, just like growing food and that type of thing. They didn't have the breadth of understanding that a common person does today. Now, even though we have some pretty pissed, stupid, and idiotic people, imbeciles, I mean, no point in time has the copyright and or the trademark on imbecility. But we do have a much deeper and a much broader understanding of concepts, even contracts and so forth. So with that, I honestly believe that we can start, I think, setting the stage of repealing the Bill of Rights for the federal government. And I'm going to get into why I think we need to do this, because if we understand the Constitution as it was originally designed, that is absolutely, that's all we need. All we need to do is delegate powers. We don't need to worry about taking away powers. Because, like they said, any power that you mentioned that you're going to take away, well, you didn't mention this, so that means that you didn't take it away. No, let's change the paradigm back to only delegate, and you can only do this, 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 and this. Nothing else. Because it makes our life simpler. It just basically allows them to do these things, and nothing else can they do instead of trying to list like what the Bill of Rights does. And I think that in doing that, we will be better off. It's going to take us a while. This isn't going to happen in a year or two. But I do believe that getting rid of the Bill of Rights is almost essential in moving forward as we reclaim the Republic, once we go through Republic review and so forth. And the education that is going to be coming forth is going to be amazing. And I've got a lot of things I do want to share with you regarding Republic Review and where we're at, what we're doing in other states and so forth. But with that, I don't have a lot of time. So we'll probably do that once we get back to a regular schedule. One of the things that we're doing, and the reason why I'm doing the scheduling the way it is and kind of going over some other content and so forth, or I should say content we kind of covered before, and the reason being is because I need to do some systems migrations and getting ready for newer capabilities, such as going on to different radio shows and expanding and so forth. And what I currently have is great for what I'm doing, but it's time to bring or put the IT hat on and have some real IT work. So we're going to be doing systems configurations and so forth between now and the end of the year, so that we'll be able, and everything will be seamless for you. So you won't even notice anything that's going on, because that's what I'll be doing. And anyway, if we do impact you, we apologize. Let me apologize right now. But I foresee a very smooth transition in moving forward so that hopefully we will be joining with other broadcasting and other types of patriot organizations and so forth. So anyway, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you know, this is the only show that gives you the academic and evidence-based solutions that are necessary in getting this republic back onto the course that the framers had put us on. Don't forget, we have that listen line so that you can stay abreast. The content is going to be top-notch all month long, even though we're, you know, going to be doing a lot of work. We've got a lot of stuff to do, but we're not going to compromise in the quality of the level of information you are going to be receiving this month. So that number to dial in is 605-562-4209. Let me also ask that you consider buying maybe, you know, Red State Coffee as a gift. Or, and I also want to thank you for those who have purchased my book and anybody that wants to buy my books, I should say, for Christmas. And maybe now's the time you want to start thinking about that. Because you notice, if you listen to me on a regular basis, I very rarely plug these things, except for Red State Coffee. They're our sponsors, so I need to help them because they're trying to help us. But when it comes to my books, I very rarely mention it other than the fact that, hey, thank you for those of you who have purchased my books in the last couple of months or so. Anyway, if you want my books to get autographed, now would be the time to order them. And the best way to get them is off MobiusStripPress.com. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And so some of the things I need to also do, because we've been doing this show with Red State Coffee for almost 6 months as a sponsor, and we've been doing this show with Red State Talk Radio for almost 2 years. We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary, and so we're going to go through and clean out some of these, like the three C's. If you don't know what the three C's are, I ask that you be confidential, concise, and civil, right? I mean, those are those things. If you're going to call and want to talk and or have a thing to say, The confidential is, if you know me, please don't use my name. I go by GR. And as well as the concise, if you got a point, if you got a question, just try to be as concise as possible, because I've only got an hour and time just goes by really quick. And the other thing is civil. I don't mind anybody calling, even if you hate the heck what I'm saying, just be civil about it. And that way I don't have to get all upset, cut you off, or, you know, hang up on you or what have you. So anyway, those types of promos that I have, or lead-ins and so forth, those will go away and we're going to put in new ones so that people will know the information that is more appropriate for this point in time and as we've matured on Red State Talk Radio. Now, as you know, we have Red State Coffee, as I've mentioned it. I'm going to try to do better in promoting Red State Coffee because I know my listeners have different points in time when they are able to tune in based on their schedules, whether they're working, whether they're commuting or what have you, because this is a nationwide commute and it's, or I should say, broadcast. And so I get it. But what I want to do is I want to put it out there for you. If you understand the importance of financing, you know, an effort or anything else, it's an awesome opportunity to be able to buy a product that is directly supporting, you know, a great cause. And there is probably no better cause than the cause of saving our Constitution and our Republic. What we are doing is we are going to preserve liberty for our posterity, just as the framers tried to do it with, as they did it with the Constitution. So with that, let me just ask that if you want to consider getting somebody a gift, they're not that expensive. Go and buy a few bags and, you know, get that coffee for those people who really love coffee, drink it a lot. I'm surprised at how many people just drink so much coffee. Anyway, not being a coffee drinker, I don't get it, but I guess because I drink a lot of water. I guess there's, you know, you get a liking to a very specific thing, a dependency. Anyway, so get that special person that has a real consumption for coffee, have them try this. Then if you don't drink coffee, or if, you know, if you want to get their feedback, have them call us. The phone number is 425-270-5416, okay? And let us know what you think. Let us know how you like the coffee. Do we need to be going in a different direction? Because I'd hate to have, and I believe in symbiosis, but I don't want to necessarily be supporting something that is a subpar and will get engaged and either get them to provide better pricing or what have you. But until we hear back from you, is the product worth it? Is it a quality you'd expect? So forth and so on. So please, please help us with our sponsors and help us through our sponsors. And I hope all that makes sense, because in doing that, it helps the show grow as well. We also have our crowdfunding on GoFundMe. You can directly support us if you wish. Now's the time where people tend to get a little more giving. No, we do not have tax write-offs. If George Washington had to fight the revolution based on non-taxable, you know, and or taxable, what do you call that, donations and write-offs against your taxes, well, we would never have won the war. We need to just support those things. And again, I can't tell you enough how zero pennies come back into my life and into my accounts. These all go to the spending of, you know, furthering the cause and so forth. So we humbly accept and we honorably live by what we tell you we're doing. And if there's ever a change in that point, you will hear it from us first. But at this point in time, we do not take a penny and we're not supporting anybody as far as any type of compensation or anything like that. This is all voluntary work. We're just trying to help you get blessed in helping this cause move forward. because surely we've been blessed in doing this. And if you would like the same blessings, then, you know, we don't want to deny that of you. Now, we will be going into, after the new year, a, you know, kind of a memorial on Elijah Cummings, because he's been a big figurehead in history. Maybe not a chief figurehead, but he's always been in some very integral parts of our history. And I think it's worth remembering. More importantly, I can't let it not be stated that I find what's going on with the NBA reprehensible, and the fact that there is zero comments and zero actions by the NBA fans regarding what the heck's going on. I cannot believe that there are people that are still packing the seats of NBA games while the NBA is supporting communism and slavery to grow internationally and worldwide. Why is there no outrage by the fans? It just baffles me, other than the fact that either they're just either ignorant or they don't care. Bottom line, they blazingly do not care, okay? Now, I've got a lot of things to go through, and almost everything that we're going to go through today, maybe even tomorrow, will be things that G. Edward Griffin has provided on his Need to Know News. The first thing we're going to get into is, of course, one of my favorite things to, you know, poke at, and that's the dragon, and that would be China. The five-month-old Hong Kong protest were initially triggered by, this is in G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, were originally and initially triggered by a bill allowing extradition to the mainland China of those who they want to prosecute and go after and make examples of. The bill was withdrawn in September, but anti-government demonstrations continued. Over the past couple of weeks, months, and so forth, Hong Kong authorities have fought with students at various universities. Police raided the occupation of Hong Kong Polytechnic University, PolyU, by protesters, and some of them battled against police with petrol bombs, you know, gas bombs, and bricks, arrows, and other primitive types of weaponry. You got to understand, they're a society that does not have the right to bear arms. They don't have gunpowder, accessible reloaders, that type of thing. Police were authorized to use live rounds on students using lethal weapons, therefore using lethal force. Some 600 students have walked off campus due to ill health and hypothermia after being blasted by water cannons, giving themselves up to police. They face 10 years in prison for protesting, if not more, but not just time in prison. This is not America. You have to understand, this is China, where you go into prison and things are a lot different. You don't have to worry about necessarily being, not that you won't get raped by your, you know, potential mob, or I should say thuggery, and the most crude and savage type of society in a penal system. But I'm here to tell you that what the state will inflict upon you will make what the other inmates and criminals may do to you pale in comparison. Another 100 demonstrators remain inside the Polytech University, which is surrounded by police. And so there's this standoff that's still going on. The Chinese University of Hong Kong was another focal point of conflict with the police. And the Chinese University hosts the Hong Kong Internet Exchange that allows users to exchange information locally without routing through the other country, without having to go through China and back. So in other words, you are able to have direct point-to-point connectivity to other people in communicating, where Twitter and those types of things would absolutely work. However, if you were routed back into the country, you could easily be cut down, you could be spied upon, and other things. And so communists in Beijing can, and if you understand this, on almost everything that routes through the Chinese government Internet of Things, they can be shut down and or, like I said, monitored. And, you know, they can seize, they can locate you, find you, and seize you. So I'm just here to tell you that what the heck's going on in China and Hong Kong, it ain't going to get any better. And this goes back to my premise that we will get back into when we come back after these two promos, because you can tell we're at a hard break. But we need to restate the facts and what needs to happen. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so what I want to push and what I want you to understand is that the best solution, if we really want to directly take on China, if we want to let China know that what they are doing is unacceptable to humanity, then Trump needs to push the idea of statehood for Hong Kong, Taiwan, Taipei, any of these other Chinese-controlled states, islands, and so forth that are outside the mainland China. Vietnam, another place. We need to start working on actually promoting to where these states are being manipulated and controlled by CHICOM, Chinese communists, and so forth. We need to give them assurance that there are processes of them becoming independent states, just like Iowa, just like New Hampshire, just like Virginia, and so forth. If you want to take away the dialogue of the communist, take away their ability to seize control. And I'm telling you that the majority of the people, do not want communists. As a matter of fact, we have the majority of Americans, even though they're convincing more and more stupid, illiterate kids into believing socialism is the way, even though we have this breadth of understanding of technologies and so forth, they're still successful in trying to get kids to believe that this is the path forward. I'm here to tell you that the majority of the people, when put into proper context, people are absolutely sickened by the concepts of communism and slavery. It's that simple. So it is clear we need to start pushing the concept of statehood towards Trump and bring this to a much higher level, which means one of the things I'm going to do is I'm actually going to reach out to Michael Nicholas Gerber. I've had him on the show. He has links into, and he's a part of a pretty good sized organization that is taking on the Chinese Communist Party. And so we're here to actually say, hey, you want to start taking chips at China? This is the best path forward, getting us and getting rid of the UN and letting the United States and the Constitution be the weapon against slavery and communism, because it is the shield and the sword of liberty, period. And I'm here to tell you that the good Lord, the divine hand of providence, gave it to us to use this way. As I have said before, it is ludicrous to think that the good Lord wanted liberty to only be enjoyed on what we understand now as the contiguous United States, the 48 states, and the two, you know, whimsical states of Alaska and Hawaii. There's no doubt in my mind that the Lord wants people to live a life of liberty. I mean, he wants everybody to choose for themselves. He doesn't want people to be slaves to the state to say, who do you want to serve? Everybody has to have that choice, and that is the path forward for the world. And the path forward for this nation is republic review. That's how we get back to our constitutional standing and standards, period. There is no other way. I'm going to be engaging a group that believes in Reconstruction and revisiting these concepts of Reconstruction as well. And hopefully we'll have them interviewed and be part of our January barrage of interviews. Anyway, folks, it's not a stretch that thousands of liberty-loving people in China are about to be killed or taken as political prisoners for live organ harvesting, and the lucky ones who will be willing to be brainwashed as government conformists and informants will be released back into the public as automatons for the Communist Party. That's what the heck's going on over there. It's that simple, and it's that ugly. If you want to see change, if you want to see life get better as we know it, we have to start living by and promoting our constitutional ideology of individual liberty and individual sovereignty, period. That's what we have to become champions for. Another interesting, and I hate to say it that way, this is actually a tragic, not even interesting, this is a very tragic circumstance that J. Edward Griffin has pointed out, but it is not an outlier. This is only one example of how tragic this gender changing and gender morphing and gender dysphoria is creating. Back in 1965, J. Edward Griffin is reporting that a gender change experiment on a boy, an identical twin, resulted in tragedy for the entire family. Up in Winnipeg, Canada, in 1965, a seven-month-old male infant, an identical twin, underwent surgery and his penis was accidentally destroyed during a circumcision when the doctor used an electrical device to cauterize it instead of following traditional surgical procedures. Now, I'm here to tell you that there was probably, and if there was due diligence and research, the company and those who were promoting the use of these tools, because they don't use them anymore, the company that promoted and those who were promoting the use of these tools probably understood that there was going to be a good likelihood, because similar cases have occurred regarding this procedure, and the outcome was very obvious of what they did. The mother was consulted by a psychologist, because what they ended up doing was they ended up doing a gender change on these young infant boys. And so the mother consulted with a psychologist who specialized in gender and sexual identity and believed the gender is not biological, but learned through socialization and upbringing. Therefore, he convinced the mother to raise the boy as a girl in an internationally known experiment that he falsely claimed was a success. See, I'm telling you that this wasn't just a single outlier. This was an international experiment that they were having these accidents and forcing these types of changes. And I think it's interesting that this wasn't the only twin that this happened to, because I believe this also happened to a UK twin. The parents revealed the truth to the child when he began puberty and became depressed and suicidal. He changed his name to David and lived the rest of his life as a psychologically disturbed male. He committed suicide at the age of 38, and it was nothing but a nightmare for this poor family. In the interview on the Oprah Winfrey Show, his comments made it clear that the psychologist was wrong. Mother Nature cannot be conned. Similar cases, as I have said, have occurred in Western societies like in the UK, and others all have similar results. Even things that are outside this international experiment, even cases with young adults making these changes on their own, later deeply regretting their tragic mistake and wanting to unring the bell. Not only that, but there are many of these people that do not understand the risks of the war that they are going to wage on their own biological body that wants to produce very specific hormones to your gender, and forcing it by overpowering it with the other gender hormones, and thus causing literally a biological warfare in resulting in, and usually the outcome comes to be, that the life is cut short for these poor souls that have been manipulated, that have been coerced, or that have been lied to and deceived into believing that, you know, this is something that is you can alter nature. And, or as G. Edward Griffin said, you can con nature into a different path. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that what we're seeing going on in the school system is normalizing this. And little kids we're about to watch, just like in the Holocaust, where it became a daily thing, and or however often they did the marching into the gas chambers, we're seeing that with children in America today going into the surgery rooms and going through gender reassignments and actually making these tragic mistakes. Tragic. We should not be exposing our children to this. And this generation this is one of many forms of blood on our hands for allowing these things to happen. And they all have one thing in common. This abortion, everything, all of these tragic things that are occurring have one thing in common. We're allowing the federal government to operate well outside its delegated authorities, its constitutional responsibilities, roles, and powers. And the only way we can solve this is with Republic Review in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. Period. That is it. And with that, we have a hard break. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so this next story speaks to the Paul's noble but misinformed assertions of auditing the Fed. And the reason I'm going to lead with this, because I don't want to conclude with this, because I might forget. The reason Ron Paul and Rand Paul are on the wrong path of calling for auditing the Fed is you do not audit an illegitimate entity. The federal government is the entity that needs to be audited, because it is the federal government that is exercising and granting powers to entities like the Fed that have, the federal government does not have the authority to do that. So it is a complete disservice, and it's just a huge deceit of the public in auditing an illegitimate entity. Now, I don't know if their nobility is just misplaced, misinformed, or are the Pauls culpable in misleading the public? Are they just puppets trying to lead an opposition? And, you know, the controlled opposition theory where, you know, they're just trying to keep those people, oh, yeah, well, let's do this, and not really solve the problem. I'll let you answer that question. But it seems to me like they have deeply dug themselves into this hole that this is what we have to do. If you've read the manifesto, if you've read some of these assertions, you go, what the heck? You know, this doesn't make sense, especially if you're informed and understand the compact, the Constitution, and how the states have the authority to actually shut the federal government down. This goes down to that path of where people, that once they get to that mantle of power at the federal government, we want to complain that a lot of these things we shouldn't be doing, but they don't want to really do what's necessary in making those changes and or shutting those things down. So with that, let me also throw this story that G. Edward Griffin has regarding the Federal Reserve. And he exposes that the Federal Reserve, the New York Federal Reserve Bank, refuses to disclose which banks are receiving trillions in, quote, repo, close quote, cash for at least the past 2 years. Now, again, this goes down this path of, well, we need to audit the Fed. I'm telling you that the real solution is auditing the federal government, not this unconstitutional entity. It doesn't hurt anybody's head to say this is unconstitutional. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York has refused to inform GATA, G-A-T-A, a watchdog group, which investment houses have been getting the infamous repo loans, and informed them that they must wait 2 years to discover the identity of the loan recipient. Really? We got to wait 2 years to find out who they're giving our trillions to? The New York Fed advised GATA that it is exempt from the Federal Freedom of Information Act, but tries to comply with its spirit. I'm telling you, they're unconstitutional. The Federal Reserve has zero oversight by elected representatives, news organizations, and ordinary citizens. At least that's what G. Edward Griffin is reporting. According to this report, the New York Fed has now pumped out upwards of $3 trillion in a period of 63 days, basically just a little over 2 months, to unnamed trading houses on Wall Street to ease a liquidity crisis that has yet to be credibly explained. The largest share owners of the New York Fed are the following five Wall Street banks: J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and the Bank of New York Mellon and Carnegie. Those five banks represent 2/3 of the 8 global systematically imported banks in the U.S. that are able to inflict systemic contagions on the entire global banking system, as what happened in 2008, and thus must be monitored closely for financial stability. I'm telling you, this has to be just shut down, not monitored. Republic review is the only process that will shut this down, where the states step up and say, we never gave the authority to do this. This is outside the boundaries of the Constitution, and you will cease and desist, and this will come back, or we will take this back from you. It goes back to, and if you have not read that article on Reclaiming the Republic, go to the Constitutional Perspective page, where the article is right there. Share that article. Just take that link and put it into Facebook and or Twitter or anywhere. Read that article, because this solves over 95% of all of our problems. So anyway, G. Edward Griffin goes on and says, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are also four of the five largest holders of high-risk derivatives. During the financial crisis of 2007 to 2010, the New York Federal Reserve, one of the 12 Federal Reserve regional offices, was reported to have given unprecedented powers by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in Washington, D.C., to create over $29 trillion in electronically engineered money to bail out Wall Street. Did you hear that number? $29 trillion. That, my friends, that was a one-time pumping out of money and bailing out Wall Street. There is nowhere in the Constitution that allows the federal government to pump that kind of money into one state. Remember the uniformity clause, that they have to treat every state equally? There's no such thing as the ability to bail out. That is unconstitutional. There is nowhere. And anybody that says, well, it's too big to fail, you got to let it fail. You got to let the consequences occur, or the forces of nature get perverted. And what is going to happen is the real collapse that we are to face will be unprecedented. You won't even be able to realize how bad it will be. Now, this next story, this one is, to me, it just states the obvious results of political failure. I mean, if you're going down this path of corruption and collusion and just, you know, the epitome of evil politics, well, this is the results of your failures. This is what happens, right? Because J. Edward Griffin basically reports that the Clinton Foundation, who collected massive donations from around the world and was one of the largest charities ever, ever. And yet 3 years later, right? So they had this huge organization, all sorts of money was pumping into it. 3 years later, its revenue stream had completely collapsed. Peter Schweitzer, the author of Clinton Cash, states that the funding of the Clinton Foundation has completely dried up. Well, it's of course, why? I mean, if this was truly a charitable foundation for really good causes of, you know, saving orphans and saving the children and that type of thing, then people would be pouring money into it and this thing would be growing at breakneck speed. But if it's collapsed, then it's collapsed because of one other reason, and that reason is because Hillary lost the election, and the Clintons no longer have political influence to sell, which is the primary evidence for what the Clinton Foundation has really and was really all about. The Clinton Foundation's own internal review revealed that high-dollar donations had high expectations of quid pro quo political favors. In other words, the money that they were receiving from Arab nations and Arab states were for very specific purposes. And you can't be surprised that all of a sudden they're not getting a penny. They have completely dried up and withered on the vine. And as far as I'm concerned, to me, it is an indictment of how corrupt the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons are, period. It's just that bad. Now, before I go any further, let me just end with this because we're really out of time. We have a great sponsor called Red State Coffee. I do not do promos and or commercials like I should be doing, but I would ask you to consider trying Red State Coffee at this point in time of the year where the increase in drinking hot beverages goes up. Please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on our homepage. Just click on Red State Coffee and go and get yourself one bag. That's all we ask. Try one bag. In doing so, proceeds of that sale will come back to us and help us cover our costs. Our travel costs, you know, the things that we absolutely have to do. We're not making hardly any money. But I will say this, that if you like the product, call us 425-270-5416. And in doing that, you will actually be able to help us as we move forward in reclaiming the Republic. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.